Day 22, Chapter 17, The Variety of Merits. Thereupon the innumerable Asanka living beings in the great congregation who had heard from the Buddha that the duration of his life was so many kalpas as previously stated, obtained great benefits. At that time the world-honored one said to Maitreya Bodhisattva Mahasattva, Ajita, when I said that the duration of my life was so long, 680 billion Nauta living beings, that is, the living beings as many as there are sands in the river Ganges, obtained the truth of birthlessness, Bodhisattva Mahasattva's numbering 1,000 times the number of these living beings, obtained the tyrannies by which they could memorize all that they had heard, Bodhisattva Mahasattva's as many as the particles of earth of a Sumera world obtained eloquence without hindrance, another group of Bodhisattva Mahasattvas, as many as the particles of earth of a Sumera world, obtained the tyrannies by which they could memorize many hundreds of thousands of billions of repetitions of teachings. Bodhisattva Mahasattvas, as many as the particles of earth of 1,000 million Sumera worlds, obtained the faculty for turning the irrevocable wheel of the Dharma. Bodhisattva Mahasattvas, as many as the particles of earth of 1,000,000 Sumera worlds, obtained the faculty of turning the wheel of the pure Dharma. Bodhisattva Mahasattvas, as many as the particles of earth of 1,000 Sumera worlds, obtained the faculty of attaining Anicca Sammak Sambuddhi after 8 rebirths. Bodhisattva Mahasattvas, 4 times the number of the particles of earth of the 4 continents, obtained the faculty for obtaining Anicca Sammak Sambuddhi after 4 rebirths. Bodhisattva Mahasattvas, 3 times the number of the particles of earth of the 4 continents, obtained the faculty of obtaining Anicca Sammak Sambuddhi after 3 rebirths. Bodhisattva Mahasattvas, 2 times the number of the particles of earth of the 4 continents, obtained the faculty for obtaining Anicca Sammak Sambuddhi after 2 rebirths. Bodhisattva Mahasattvas, as many as the particles of earth of the 4 continents, obtained the faculty for obtaining Anicca Sammak Sambuddhi immediately after this life. Living beings, as many as the particles of earth of the 8 Sumera worlds, aspired for Anicca Sammak Sambuddhi. When the Buddha said that these Bodhisattva Mahasattvas had obtained the great benefits of the Dharma, the gods in heaven rained Mandarava flowers and Maha Mandarava flowers on the many hundreds of thousands of billions of Buddhas sitting on the lion-like seats under the jewel trees. They also rained those flowers on the 2 Buddhas, many treasures to Tathagata, who had passed away a long time ago, and Shakyamuni Buddha, both of whom were sitting on the lion-like seats in the stupa of 7 treasures. They also rained those flowers on the 8, the great bodhisattvas, and the 4 kinds of devotees. They also rained the fine powder of incense, of kandana, and aloes on them. Heavenly drums automatically sounded and wonderful, and deep in the sky the gods also rained thousands of heavenly garments and hung many necklaces made of pearls, mani gems, and free at will gems over the 9 quarters. They also burned priceless incense, which is put in incense burners of many treasures. The incense burners automatically went around the great congregation, and the odor of the incense was offered to all the members of the congregation. Above each of the Buddhas sitting under the trees, bodhisattvas lined up vertically one upon another to the heaven of Brahman, holding canopies and streamers. They praised the Buddha, singing innumerable verses with their wonderful voices. Thereupon Maitreya Bodhisattva rose from his seat, bared his right shoulder, joined his hands together towards the Buddha, and sang in gathis, You expounded a rare teaching. I've never heard it before. You have great powers. The duration of your life is immeasurable. Having heard from you that they were given the various benefits of the Dharma, the innumerable sons of yours were filled with joy. Some of them reached the stage of irrevocability, some obtained tyrannies or eloquence without hindrance, or the all-holding formulas for memorizing billions of repetitions of teachings. Bodhisattvas, as many as the particles of earth of 1,000,000,000 Sumera worlds, obtained the faculty of turning the irrevocable wheel of the Dharma. Bodhisattvas, as many as the particles of earth of 1,000,000 Sumera worlds, obtained the faculty of turning the wheel of the pure Dharma. Bodhisattvas, as many as the particles of earth of 1,000 Sumera worlds, obtained the faculty of obtaining the enlightenment of the Buddha after 8 rebirths. Bodhisattvas, numbering 4 times or 3 times or 2x the number of the particles of earth of the 4 continents, obtained the faculty of becoming Buddhas after 4, 3, 2 rebirths, respectively. Bodhisattvas, as many as the particles of earth of the four continents, obtain the faculty for obtaining the knowledge of all things immediately after this life. Having heard of your longevity, they obtain these effects and rewards, pure, immeasurable, without ashravas. Having heard from you of the duration of your life, living beings, as many as the particles of earth of eight sumero worlds, aspired for unsurpassed enlightenment. You expound the teachings immeasurable and inconceivable and benefited living beings as limitless as the sky. The gods rain down Mandarava flowers and Maha Mandarava flowers of heaven. Chakras and Brahmins came from the other Buddha worlds, as many as there are sands of the river Ganges. The gods rain down Kandana and a love's powder and offered it to the Buddhas. The powder came down fluttering just as the birds fly down from the sky. Heavenly drums automatically sounded wonderful in the sky. Thousands of billions of heavenly garments whirled down. The gods burned priceless incense, which was put into wonderful incense burners. Of many treasures, the incense burners automatically went around, and the odor was offered to the world-honored ones. The great bodhisattvas lined up vertically one upon another to the heaven of Brahman, holding billions of lofty and wonderful canopies and streamers made of the seven treasures. The great bodhisattvas hoisted before the Buddhas jeweled banners adorned with excellent streamers. They also praised the Tathagatas with tens of millions of gathas. I've never seen these things before. All living beings rejoice at hearing that the duration of your life is immeasurable. Your fame is extended over the worlds of the ten quarters. You benefit all living beings. The roots of good which they have planted will help them aspire for unsurpassed enlightenment. Thereupon the Buddha said to Maitreya Bodhisattva Mahasattva, Ajita, anyone who hears that my life is so long and understands it by faith, even at a moment's thought, will be able to obtain innumerable merits. Suppose a good man or woman practice the six paramitas, except the prajaparamita, that is the five paramitas, the dana paramita, the sila paramita, the kasati paramita, the vera paramita, and the dhyana paramita for 80 billion Nauta Kalpas in order to attain the Anuttara Sambhag Sambodhi. These merits of the good men or women are far less than 100th or 1,000th of the merits of the person who understands my longevity by faith, even at a moment's thought, or less than his merits divided by 100,000 billion. The superiority of his merits to theirs cannot be explained by any calculation or parable or simile. It cannot be that the good men who obtain merits by understanding my longevity by faith, even at a moment's thought, falters in walking the way to Anuttara Sambhag Sambodhi. Thereupon the world-honored one, wishing to repeat what he had said, sang in gathas. Suppose someone practiced the five paramitas for 80 billion Nauta Kalpas in order to attain the wisdom of the Buddha. Throughout these kalpas, he offered wonderful food and drink, excellent garments and bedding, and monasteries made of kandana and adorned with gardens, forests, to the Buddhas, to the cosmonauts, to the disciples, and to the bodhisattvas. Throughout these kalpas, he made these various and wonderful offerings in order to attain the enlightenment of the Buddha. He also observed the precepts, kept purity and faultlessness, and sought unsurpassed enlightenment extolled by the Buddhas. He was patient, gentle, and friendly with others. Even when evils troubled him, his mind was not moved. He endured all insults and disturbances inflicted upon him by arrogant people who thought that they had already obtained the Dharma. He was strenuous and resolute in mind. He concentrated his mind and refrained from indolence for many hundreds of millions of kalpas. He lived in a retired place for innumerable kalpas. He sat or walked to avoid drowsiness and concentrated his mind. By doing so, he became able to practice many dhyana concentrations. His mind was peaceful, not distracted, for 80 billion kalpas. With these merits of concentration of his mind, he sought unsurpassed enlightenment, saying, I will complete all these dhyana concentrations and obtain the knowledge of all things. He performed the meritorious practices, as previously stated, for hundreds of thousands of billions of kalpas. The good men or women who believe my longevity, of which I told you, even at a moment's thought, will be able to obtain more merits than he. Those who firmly believe my longevity and have no doubts about it, even for a moment, will be able to obtain more merits than he. The bodhisattvas who have practiced the way for the past innumerable kalpas will believe my longevity when they hear of it. They will receive this sutra on their heads and wish, May we live long and save all living beings, just as the world-honored one of today, who is the king of the chakras, saves them by expounding the Dharma without fear at the place of enlightenment with a voice like a lion's roar. When we sit in the place of enlightenment respected by all living beings, may we preach that we also shall live as long as the world-honored one of today. Those who have firm faith, who are pure and upright, and who hear much and memorize all teachings, and who understand my words according to their meanings, will have no doubts about my longevity. Furthermore, Ajita, those who hear of my longevity, which I told you, and understand the meaning of my words, will be able to obtain innumerable merits which will help them attain the unsurpassed wisdom of the Tathagata. Needless to say, those who hear this sutra cause others to hear it, keep it, cause others to keep it, copy it, cause others to copy it, or offer flowers, incense, necklaces, banners, streamers, canopies, perfumed oil, lamps of butter oil to a copy of it, will be able to obtain immeasurable merits. These merits will help them obtain the knowledge of the equality and differences of all things. Ajita, the good men and women who hear of my longevity, which I told you, and understand it by firm faith, will be able to see that I am expounding the Dharma on Mount Gurkhartuka, surrounded by great bodhisattvas and shravakas. They also will be able to see that the ground of this Saha world is made of lapis lazuli, that the ground is even, that the eight roads are marked off by ropes of Jumbanada gold, and that the jeweled trees are standing in lines, and that the magnificent buildings are made of treasures. They also will be able to see that the bodhisattvas are living in those buildings. They will be able to see all this because, know this, they have already understood my longevity by firm faith. Furthermore, the good men or women who do not speak ill of this sutra but rejoice at hearing it after my extinction should be considered, know this, to have already understood my longevity by firm faith. It is needless to say this of those who not only rejoice at hearing this sutra but also read, recite, and keep it. They also should be considered to be carrying me on their heads, Ajita. They need not build a stupa or a monastery in my honor, or make the four kinds of offerings to the Samkha, because those who keep, read, and recite this sutra should be considered to have already built a stupa or a monastery or made offerings to the Samkha. They should be considered to have already erected a stupa of the seven treasures tall enough to reach the heaven of Brahman, the upper part of the stupa being the smaller. They should be considered to have already equipped the stupa with streamers, canopies, and jeweled bells, and enshrined my sariyas therein. They also should be considered to have already offered flowers, incense, necklaces, incense powder, incense applicable to the skin, incense to burn, drums, music, reed pipes, flutes, harps, various kinds of dances, and songs of praise, sung with wonderful voices to the stupa continuously for many thousands of billions of kalpas. Ajita, anyone who, hearing this sutra, keeps or copies it, or causes others to copy it after my extinction, should be considered to have already built many hundreds of thousands of billions of monasteries, that is to say, innumerable monasteries, each of which was installed with 32 beautiful halls made of red kandana, 8 times as tall as the Tala tree, and spacious enough to accommodate 100,000 bhikkhus. He also should be considered to have already furnished those monasteries with gardens, forests, pools for bathing, promenades, and caves for the practice of dhyana, and filled those monasteries with clothing, food, drink, bedding, medicine, and things for amusements, and offered those monasteries to me in the Samkha of Bhikkhus in my presence. Therefore, I say, anyone who keeps, reads, and recites this sutra, expounds it to others, copies it, causes others to copy it, or makes offerings to a copy of it after my extinction, need not build a stupa or a monastery or make offerings to the Samkha. Needless to say, anyone who not only keeps this sutra, but also gives alms, offers it, observes the precepts and practices patience, makes endeavors, concentrate his mind, and seeks wisdom, will be able to obtain the most excellent and innumerable merits. His merits will be as limitless as the sky is in the east, west, south, north, the four intermediate quarters, the zenith, and the nadir. These innumerable merits of his will help him obtain the knowledge of the equality and differences of all things. Anyone who reads and recites or keeps this sutra expounded in order, expounds it to others, copies it, or causes others to copy it in my lifetime, should be considered to have already built a stupa in monasteries, made offerings to the Sangha of Shravakas, praise them, praise the Bodhisattvas for their merits by hundreds of thousands of billions of ways of praising, expounded this sutra, the lotus flower, the wonderful Dharma to others with various stories of previous lives, according to the meanings of it, observed the precepts without fallacy, lived with gentle persons, practiced patience, refrained from anger, become resolute in mind, preferred sitting in dhyana, practiced deep concentrations of mind, become strenuous and brave, practiced good teachings, become clever and wise, and answered questions satisfactorily. Ajita, any good man or woman who keeps, reads, and recites this sutra after my extinction also will be able to obtain these merits. Know this. He or she should be considered to have already reached the place of enlightenment, approached Anuttara Sammak Sambodhi, and sat under the tree of enlightenment. Ajita, erect a stupa in the place where he or she sat, stood, or walked. All gods and men should make offerings to the stupa, just as they do to the stupa of the Buddha. Thereupon the world-honored one, wishing to repeat what he had said, sang in Gathis. Anyone who keeps this sutra after my extinction will be able to obtain innumerable merits as previously stated. He should be considered to have already made various offerings. He should be considered to have already built a stupa with a yasti storing to the heaven of Brahman, the upper part of it being the smaller, a stupa which is adorned with the seven treasures and with thousands of billions of jeweled bells sounding wonderful when fanned by the wind. He should be considered to have already enshrined my sariyas in this stupa and offered flowers, incense, necklaces, heavenly garments, and various kinds of music to it, and lit lamps of perfumed oil around it for innumerable kalpas. Anyone who keeps this sutra in the evil world in the age of the decline of my teaching should be considered to have already made these offerings. Anyone who keeps this sutra should be considered to have already built a monastery made of cowhead kandana, installed with 32 beautiful halls, 8 times as tall as the tallest tree, provided with delicious food, drink, with wonderful garments and bedding, with accommodations for 100,000 people, with gardens, forests, and pools for bathing, and with promenades and caves for the practice of dhyana. He should be considered to have already offered that monastery to me in my presence. Anyone who not only understands this sutra by faith, but also keeps, reads, and recites it, and copies it, or causes others to copy it, and strews flowers, incense, and incense powder to a copy of it, and lights lamps of perfumed oil, or sammanas, kampaka, or antimunka, around a copy of this sutra, and offers the light thus produced to it, will be able to obtain innumerable merits. His merits will be as limitless as the sky. Needless to say, so will be the merits of the person who keeps this sutra, gives alms, observes the precepts, and practices patience, prefers dhyana concentrations, and does not get angry or speak ill of others. Anyone who respects the stupa mausoleum, who is modest before bhikkhus, who gives up self-conceit, who always thinks of wisdom, who does not get angry when asked questions, and who expounds the Dharma according to the capacities of the questioners, will be able to obtain innumerable merits. When you see any teacher of the Dharma who has obtained these merits, you should strew heavenly flowers to him, dress him in a heavenly garment, worship his feet with your head, and think that he will become a Buddha. You should think he will go to the place of enlightenment. Before long, he will be free from ashravas and free from causality. He will benefit all gods and men. Erect a stupa in the place where he expounded even a gathi of this sutra while he was standing, walking, sitting, or reclining. Adorn that stupa beautifully and make various offerings to it. He is my son. I will accept his place as mine. I will be there. I will walk, sit, and recline there. Here ends day 22.